David Aldis. David Aldis.
Non-stop worship, 24 hours a day. Worship Radio 247.
Welcome.
Welcome
to the Worship Radio 247.
247.
Podcast, bringing you worship and the Word of God right here on this platform.
24/7 worship and contemporary Christian music, and taking the Father's love to the world. This is Worship Radio 247.
Worship Radio 247.
Taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. Worship Radio 247.
It is wonderful that you are here to join us and to be with us on Worship Radio 247. And this, I have to say, doesn't happen very often. But we have an appeal. On the 16th of July is our birthday, our sixth birthday. We've been broadcasting for almost 6 years now, non-stop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. But we have a license to pay. To be able to play you the music that we play you, it's not free. We have to pay what we call PRS, Performing Rights Society fees, and it's a license that we have to pay every single year. And as our listeners are going up all the time, it gets more and more expensive. And so consequently, we have rather a big bill to pay. I'm not going to tell you the amount, because I want you to ask the Lord what you should give. And the way to give is very, very simple. All you've got to do is go to the website, click on Donate Now, and it'll take you to a PayPal page. Now, you don't need to pay with PayPal. You can pay with a credit card or a debit card. Whatever you want to do, however you want to do it, we would love you to donate for this license that is coming up. And at the moment, there's no way that we can pay it. As you know, Martin and I don't take a salary. We don't take a penny for ourselves. This is all for the work of the Lord. But this license does need to pay, to be paid. Otherwise, if the license isn't paid, we won't be broadcasting after July the 16th. So please, do all you can. We implore you to seek the Lord as to what you should give. You know, it's like a church service. Every time you go to church, the bucket comes round, the collection plate comes round, and you put some money in. Well, that's every week. We don't do this every week. And so consequently, the collection plate is coming round now for a love offering. And we would love you to give your very best gift to Worship Radio 247 for the license that is coming up. www.worshipradio247.org. It would be wonderful if you could help us out in this way. May the Lord bless you richly.
Welcome to the Worship Radio 247 podcast. It is always wonderful to have your company. On the last podcast, I interviewed my business partner, Martin Jordan, who was telling you where we are in the scheme of things in being able to bring you Worship Radio 247 live each and every day. We're getting there. As you know, we've all been in lockdown, but Martin is doing a stellar job getting us ready to go live again, and we're moving the studio, and that's all got its trials and tribulations, but we're getting there. But at the moment, I can bring you these these broadcasts, these podcasts, and it's my pleasure, and it's wonderful to do that. On today's program, I'll bring you Being Like Christ and Part 11. Today we look at Philippians, the second chapter, and verse 3. And not only that, we're going to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. We would love your comments. If you'd like to If you would like to comment on the podcast itself, you can do that. Wherever you are receiving these podcasts, you can stick a comment there. Or we would love to hear from you. And you can do that by emailing us direct on this address. It's studio@worshipradio247.org. studio@worshipradio247.org. But right now, we're going to worship God in spirit and in truth, because that's what we love to do. And I love this song. You listen to this. This is Lyndall Cooley, and I See the Lord. Beautiful worship.
I see the Lord and His train fills the temple. See the Lord, He has high lifted up. See the Lord, and His strength fills the temple. See the Lord, He is high and lifted up, and angels cry. Flaming like fire. See the Lord, and His hair is white as snow. And angels cry. Angels cry. Try. Angels cry. Holy, holy is the Lord. Angel came and he touched the cold to my lips. Yeah, they did. Now my guilt is gone and my sin has been forgiven. And I cry, and I cry, I cry. Ah!
calls to me, whom shall I send? And I say, Lord, my house and my land and my cars and my job and my family and my stuff is not more important than you.
Is Lyndall Cooley, and I see the Lord, and he is high and lifted up.
This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
We come now to part 11 of our daily devotional, Being Like Christ. And today we look at the book of Philippians, Paul's letter to the church in Philippi. And from verse 2, we're going to look from chapter 2, and we're going to look from verse 3. But I want to go to the beginning of this chapter, just very briefly, because Paul says this. He says, is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ? Any comfort from his love? Any fellowship together in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and compassionate? Then make me truly happy, says Paul, by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one purpose and one mind. What questions to begin a chapter? What questions? He then goes on to say this in his letter. He says in verse 3, don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. You see? Paul's saying it right there. He could actually stop right there at the end of that and just, that's it. That's the advice I'm going to give you. Watch this. Don't be selfish, number one. Don't try to impress others, number two. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves, number three. And don't look out only for your interests, but take an interest in others. There's number four. Four things. Stop being selfish. Stop trying to impress. Be humble. And don't look out for your own interests. 4 points right there. 4 points right there for us to have the same attitude as Christ Jesus. For us to be able to emulate who Jesus is. So why is he saying this? Well, quite clearly, he's seeing and hearing reports that the church in Philippi are being selfish. They're trying to impress others. They're not humble at all, and they're looking out for their own interests, quite simply. Beloved, if we look at that list, let's ask ourselves this question. Number one, are we selfish? This is a difficult question to ask yourself, and I'll tell you what, God has been working on my mind through His Holy Spirit. As I prayed some days ago that the Lord would change the way I think and the Lord would change the way you think, that is exactly what God has been doing. In actual fact, I believe God's been working on my brain and my head and my mind for the last 6-7 weeks at least. And sometimes, when God is working on you in that way, you do what is called a self-analysis. The Lord shows you how to do it, and He brings stuff to mind. He brings things into your mind, and He makes you think about your attitude. He makes you think about how you are with other people. It's almost like He forces you to think, and He says this to you. He says, well, you asked me to do this. And therefore, that is what I am doing. I'm only doing what you asked me to do. So I beg this question to you now. Is there at all an attitude of selfishness in your life? How selfish are you? Do you think of yourself before other people? Would you rather put yourself forward than anyone else? Do you think you're more important than someone else? These are tough questions. Are you humble? Has God brought humility into your life? Has He given you a humble heart? In other words, are you thinking of others as better than yourself? Or are you thinking of others before you even think about what you want and what you need? God has been showing me some stuff in my life. I'm not going to go into it because that's between me and the Holy Spirit. But God has been showing me stuff that has blown my mind and has made me sit up and look. Has made me self-evaluate in a way that I have never self-evaluated before. Are you looking out for your own interests and not taking an interest in others? Where are you in this? Now, to me, when I'm delivering this, this sounds like a hard word, but I know that I know that I know that God is impressing in your heart that this is not condemnation, but this is conviction. And He's saying, you need to take a good, hard look at who you are. Why does He need to do this? Simply this. Because He wants us to have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Let's just briefly look at who Jesus is. Is Jesus selfish? You know, there was a time when He was in the garden before He went to His death, and He was praying to His daddy, and He was saying, Father,
take this cup away from me. I don't want to drink its poison. And his very next words were this: but not my will. Your will be done. Not what I want, Lord, but what you want. You see, Jesus knew the suffering he was going to have to go through. And he didn't want to do it. Of course he didn't want to do it. Although Jesus was perfect, he was human. And he didn't want to suffer that pain, but he knew he had no choice. And as he was being crucified, the Father turned his face away. Can you imagine how the Father was feeling and thinking as he watched his only Son being crucified on the cross at Calvary? But God knew that that had to happen. Why? So that we could be reconciled. The Lord gave his own Son so that we could have a way of reconciliation to the Father. You see, the Father had said, the wages of sin is death, but through Jesus and the death on the cross came such grace, God's unmerited favor upon our lives. That is so selfless. Jesus gave up his own life for you. And you know, while I'm talking, while I'm bringing you this word, I know that someone listening to this broadcast has never heard the gospel explained just like that. And I believe it's changing your life. And before I go on, I want to give you the opportunity of inviting Jesus into your heart for the first time. I want to give you the opportunity to live the rest of your life with Jesus in your heart, and for you when you leave this earth to live in glory with Almighty God. Because of what Jesus did for you on the cross. Just say these words with me now, and I know that you're ready. Just say, Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for what I have done. I ask you to forgive me now. Rid me of all of my wrongdoing. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make me brand new. And I will follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. You see, beloved, on the third day, Jesus rose again to be sitting at the right hand of the Father as he said he would. Jesus is alive. Say that after me. Jesus is alive. Say it again. Jesus is alive. If that was you who just prayed that prayer with me, I want you to fire off a real quick email to me. Send it to this address, studio@worshipradio247.org, and say, it was me. I will then pass your name on to the prayer team and they will pray for your protection. I will not broadcast your name if you don't want me to. Just say those words. It was me. That's all you've got to say. Paul says to us today, don't be selfish. Don't try to impress. Be humble. Thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. If you would like to pray with me for the Lord to change the way you think, for the Lord to impress on you how important it is to be like Christ and to have the mind of Christ and to also keep yourself pure and fresh and humble and selfless. If you would like that, then join me as I pray. Say these words. Heavenly Father, I long to be like the Lord Jesus Christ. Take away any selfishness, any conceit, any pride, any haughtiness. And Lord, plant in me a selfless spirit, a humble spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you continue to do for me. Holy Spirit, I ask you now in Jesus' name to change the way I think. Renew my mind. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If you have responded to that prayer, I'd love to hear from you too. And the way to do that, send me an email, studio@worshipradio247.org, and say, my mind is being changed. That's it. My mind is being changed. And come on this journey with me. I would love you to. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray now and forever. Amen and amen.
A really powerful journey. And it begins today. And as I said, I'd love to hear from you. studio@worshipradio247.org. Here on the Worship Radio 247 podcast, just as we did with Worship Radio 247, we're going to be breaking bread. On the next podcast, we will break bread together. And I pray in Jesus' name that that will be so exciting, so uplifting, so life-changing. That's going to be happening on the next podcast here on Worship Radio 247. But as promised, we're going to worship. And this is amazing. This is Kim Walker-Smith. And it's called I Need You, Lord. You know, sometimes these worship songs are so perfect for what's been discussed, talked about. And this is one. I Need You, Lord. Kim Walker-Smith.
I need you more. More than yesterday. I need you more. More than words can say. I need you more. Than ever before. I need you, Lord. I need. More than the air I breathe, more than the song I
ever seen. Oh, so much more than anything. I need you more. Oh, I'm so hungry for more of your presence, God. I don't wanna stay where I've been. I don't wanna camp out and just stay in one place, God. I wanna run deeper into your presence, God. 'Cause I'm hungry for so much more of you. My heart always follows you. My heart always finds its way home to you. 'Cause my heart is pressing in, pressing into your voice tonight, God. I'm pressing into your voice tonight. What are you saying? What are you doing? I just want to be with you tonight. I just want to be in your presence tonight. Oh, Lord Jesus, I need you more. So much more than anything. So much more than everything. You're all I want. You're all I want. Tell him tonight. Tell him tonight. Sing out your words tonight, your song, and say, you're all that I want, God. You're all that I want, God. You're all that I want, God. I need you more. More than the air I breathe. More than the songs I sing. More than
that is Kim Walker-Smith and Jesus Culture.
I need you more every day, every day.
And I need you more.
I
need you, Lord.
Every day, every day.
On the next podcast, we're going to be breaking bread together. And all you need to do is to get together the elements that you're going to need.
I need you more.
Fruit juice. Or red wine, whatever you want to use, and some bread.
More than the song I sing.
And we'll break bread together. You know, this is just like a church service in a way, but on a podcast. How cool is that? And I'll bring you Being Like Christ and part 12. Looking forward to that. It's been great getting your company. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and bring you peace.